Franklin.
We give Hard Joes a 10.
We give Hard Joes a 10.
So come on, all you craft fans.
So come on, all you craft fans.
And save while you spend.
And save while you spend.
This is Gretchen.
And this is Heidi from Hard Joes Ben Franklin at the main intersection in downtown Pigeon.
We carry fabric, beads, crafts, scrapbook supplies, school supplies, art supplies, and so much more.
You can also save money, too. Ask about our punch card.
We're Hard Joes Ben Franklin in downtown Pigeon.
We give our Ben a 10.
In our lives, there are a lot of unknowns. How much the electrical bill will be, what the weather will be like this weekend, or am I going to be healthy? That's why it's good to be sure, and that's spelled S-C-H-E-U-R-E-R. Take control of your life and maintain a lifestyle that is fun, enjoyable, and most of all, healthy. You can be sure in life by being sure. All you have to do is make an appointment with one of our family practice physicians in Pigeon, Elkton, Sebring, or Caseville. Whether you meet with Dr. Paul Scadden in Sebring, Dr. Scott Ryder in Caseville, Drs. Lori Hanselman, Teresa Ginther, and Blake Putman in Pigeon, or Drs. Ross Ramsey and Michael Paulson at Elkton Family Medicine, you can be sure that you are receiving the best care possible. Better health, better life is our mantra at Sure, and let's make it yours too. Make things in your life certain, or I should say, sure. Visit sure.org for more information so that if someone asks you, are you sure, you can join the thousands of others and say, I am sure. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists to get you shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in all sizes starting at only $399. Randy's has over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the new Ruger American Rifle in 450 Bushmaster. Randy's has over 100 variations of this bolt-action rifle. It is a legal alternative in the shotgun zone and is fully capable of 3-inch groups at 300 yards. And yes, it's legal for deer hunting in the lower Michigan shotgun zone. Randy's can drill and tap your slug guns, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight-in service is available.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS.
At Main Street Cafe and Bakery in Pigeon.
We always have you in mind.
Cause we're a friend of the family.
Tuesday night, head south of the border for Main Street Cafe's Mexican Fiesta Night for just $6.50. Thursday evenings, let your taste buds travel to the Far East for Main Street Cafe's Oriental Stir Fry for just $7.95. Friday nights, enjoy the delicacies of the deep. The all-you-can-eat seafood buffet featuring many seafood entrees with a salad bar, all for just $9.25. And Sunday, come home with the family for the breakfast buffet from 9 till 2 for only $8.25. Main Street Cafe and Bakery is truly a world of flavors.
Listen to the WNLW Sports Network in more ways than ever before. Tune to Sports Radio 102.1. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device, or listen live and worldwide at WNLWSports.com. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen in the house with us right now. Paul B. Adams, our spotter tonight, will be John McConnell, and our director, interim director of sports information, Mark McConnell. It's now our segment we like to call the Media Roundtable on the WLW Sports Network, where they gather up as many football aficionados as possible and pit them against each other for bragging rights. Join me today in the flesh from the Huron Daily Tribune, it's the pigskin poet, Paul P. Adams. Via text, our in-game analyst for WLW Sports, Dave Hansen, and our director of sports information at the WLW Sports Network, Doug Cole. Through the end of the season, we will keep score of our area games predictions, and when that time comes, we will deem a media roundtable winner. Through 9 broadcast weeks, the race is still a tight one, with Paul P. Adams and Doug Cole tied in first place, with Dave Hansen just one game back. So so how it works. Each meter representative picks a winner and a final score for tonight's featured game on the WLW Sports Network. The winner is deemed by selecting the winning team and by having the most accurate point differential. If no one selects the correct winner, then I, Clark Ramsey, graciously will accept the victory for the week. Since the score is Clark Ramsey 1, Dave Hansen 2, Doug Cole 3, and Paul P. Adams on the tee first is our most recent winner, Paul P. Adams.
Back, and especially good to be back here. For one, good to be back here in Cass City. I'm racking my brain. I do not remember the last time I was able to cover a game here in Cass City. Since I took over as sports editor, I've had to send my sports writers out to these different places. So it's definitely good to be back here. It's a very cozy field, and looking forward to this game. With that said, this game is every time these two teams meet, it is tight. It's a one-score game. I don't expect it to be anything less tonight. However, there's a big piece going to be missing for the Lakers tonight. Jacob Kretschmer, in all likelihood, not going to play. He's got a banged-up left ankle. He's dressed, but he's hobbling around, and I don't expect him to play. And that's going to definitely hurt that offense that only scored 14 points last week. However, that defense that Lakers has gave up 7 points to a very good Flint Hamity team. So when we've been talking all year long, how they've been holding back Brendan Wisner, holding back the reins, I think now's the time to let Brendan Wisner go. I'm going with the Lakers. They have the weapons, Preston Warren, Taylor Cady, Corey Minetti, Brendan Wisner, even without Kretschmer. I'm going with the Lakers. Same score as they did the first time around, 20-14, six-point difference.
Dave, I think we have to take a short break. We're out of time. No. So Paul P. Adams, Lakers in the books with a 24.
20-14.
20-14.
Same score as the first time.
6-point victory for the Lakers, according to Paul P. Adams. According to Doug Cole via text, he's saying the home and field advantage is going to be the key for the Kansas City Redhawks, and he's taking Kansas City 22, Lakers 19, a 3-point victory for the Kansas City Redhawks, and that leaves Dave Hansen.
Clark, Paul, I love your pick. I certainly agree with a lot of things you said. Jake Kretschmer out is a huge miss. Even if he's not 60% healthy, he's still not the explosive player without that foot injury, and I think that's big. I have sources telling me there are two other starters that are out for the Lakers for personal reasons, and that to me is enough of a difference. I love the 6-point difference. I'm going to be exactly the same thing, except the home team is going to win. They're going to finally overcome all the odds, get district number one. The Cass City Redhawks will get their first win, 27-21 over Lakers.
So Dave Hansen, the book of Cass City, 27-21, a 6-point differential in favor of the Redhawks. So let's go through these. Paul P. Adams, Lakers 20-14. Doug Cole, Cass City 22-19. And Dave Hansen, Cass City 27-21. Now let's take a look at the other area games throughout the region. We'll start.
You want to start an eight player?
Let's start an eight player. I don't have a sheet. There we go. Hey, there thank you for that. All right. Normally we start an eight player. In Division One, those are the bigger schools. A big rematch tonight as well. Morris is traveling to Deckerville.
The only difference between the first time and the last time, this game's in Deckerville this time. And I think it'll be a great football game, but there's nobody more motivated than Deckerville, and I'd be hard-pressed to find anybody that would think Morris is going to beat them. They certainly can, have done it before. I don't see a way it happens this time around. Give me Deckerville.
Well, Morris isn't even there yet.
That's
check
true.
Your clock. Morris is not there yet. I have this confirmed that the Morris bus is still on its way to Deckerville, so I think that definitely plays into the hands of the Eagles. They're not going to lose to the same team twice in a season. This happened a couple of years ago. Deckerville wins this game and goes on and hosts the semifinal.
Lawrence at Bellevue.
What do you say? Lawrence upset them again. You think they can do it again? That team certainly has the horsepower to score a lot of points. Their defense questions is the end question. I think Bellevue wins this game, but wouldn't be shocked if Lawrence hangs around longer than you guys think.
Oh, I totally agree. NCTL Stars, I wouldn't be surprised at all. Lawrence made this game into the fourth quarter, but I think Bellevue probably pulls this game out.
All right, moving on to region number two. Sutton's Bay and Central Lake, and then the other side of that is Cedarville-Stevenson. Those are the potential four teams that either Morris, Deckerville, Lawrence, or Bellevue will face in the state final. On to Division Two of eight-player, Flint International House of Pancakes traveling to Portland to take on St. Patrick.
Well, this is my team. This is the one I tapped from the beginning that's going to the Superior Dome. I'm going to keep going with Flint International. I think they pull what some might consider an upset. I don't really think this is going to be an upset, but I think Flint International wins this game.
It's a tough game. It's going to be a closer game, I think. Portland-St. Patrick with some playoff history. It is in Portland, but I'm with you. I like Flint International, too. They've scored a lot of points, and they're tough on defense. inexperience is the only thing they lack. I'll take my chances with Flint International.
And a big game taking place in Kindy tonight. The North Huron Warriors hosting the Bay City All Saints, another rematch of the making.
Tell you what, North Huron beat him, like you said, the first time around, 10 points, but it was a battle all game long.